heard the police commissioner on with Ben Fordham this morning speaking about this incident in Sydney where a constable is accused of using excessive force on a 17-year-old Indigenous boy who was giving him a spray. Now, Mick Fuller said we could have handled it differently, and I'm sure there are most instances where things could be handled differently. But police don't get any respect in all jurisdictions. I mean, they're abused uphill and down Dale, and sometimes you scratch your head and say, they must just absolutely be impervious to the criticism they receive. But when a young constable is confronted with a 17-year-old threatening to crack him across the jaw when he's there on other matters, and even people filming it said, uh-oh, this isn't good. So he used a move that is acceptable in certain circumstances where he threw over his leg the kid, the 17-year-old, he's almost an adult, to the ground. Now, he hit the ground pretty heavily, handcuffed, taken off the hospital with a knee injury and a few bumps and bruises, a few scratches. Now, I don't know what police are expected to do. I really don't. In 2020, they get spat on, they get abused, they get assaulted, as do ambulance paramedics. And more recently, it seems to be the go-to spit on emergency service workers. And I can understand the young bloke, I'm talking about the constable, doing his cruet and extending his leg and putting the bloke on the deck rather quickly. Now, it'll be determined by a separate body, professional standards, whether he overstepped the mark and he might be slapped on the wrist. He won't be dismissed nor will he be charged, I would think, based on what I've seen. But the really important part of this is the lack of respect shown to police by all sections of the community. It's not about Indigenous people or white people or people from any other ethnic background. It's about a lack of respect for the authority of police, which becomes more evident by the day. Now, yes, there are some bullheads in the police force we need to get rid of. There are some dopes. I don't think this young bloke, this constable's a bullhead. I don't think he needs to be got rid of. Perhaps he needs to be spoken to by superior officers, no doubt he will be, about how he engages with people who want to have a crack at him, a violent crack at him. Because I'd imagine in the course of a day as a police officer, they're often told that someone's going to give them a belting or a bashing or spit in their face. I mean, I've seen the images of coppers being spat in the face like that copper at Greenacre by that horrible young woman. I mean, he used a very similar type of manoeuvre on her to put her on her face. And there wasn't a hue and cry about that at the time. And there shouldn't be a hue and cry about this either. The cop is on restricted duties. I hope he's getting the support of his union, of his association and his fellow officers. I don't know the young bloke, but by reputation, he's a good young fella doing a really difficult job, as most coppers do. So to all the hand-wringers and those saying, oh, get rid of him, get rid of him, he's a shocking indication of the violence against Indigenous youth and all the rest of it. When was the last time you confronted an angry 17-year-old on the street who's going to put one on your jaw, who's going to break your jaw? When was the last time you did it? I'd suspect never. And on that basis, and that basis alone, let he without sin cast the first stone. And in this particular case, the copper has my full support. The 17-year-old, well, let's hope he's learned a valuable lesson. It might be the very last time he threatens to crack a copper on the jaw for fear that he might be put in the same position he was put on recently.